fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 27th day of August, year of our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance, which apparently is controversial in some parts of the country, especially California. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our special guest this morning is Mr. Stephen Ben-Noon. He is the proprietor of IsraeliNewsLive.org. Did I get that right, Steve? Or IsraeliNewsLive.org?
That's right, John.
Okay, good. And we're going to talk about the events of the day, international events, national events, as they apply to all of us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. A lot is going on.
It is. It is. Well, I've been telling people we got 14 months before all hell breaks loose. Next week, I'll be telling people 13 months. And, of course, I got confirmation of that when I was in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago. People at rather high levels of connection to the government. That's as much as I'm going to say to protect people's identity. Not that I need confirmation, but it's always very gratifying to get confirmation, isn't it, Steve?
It is always good to know when you have confirmation, because that kind of gives you a heads up. And I've got a little surprise for you on some of that information today as well.
Well, now you got our interest up. Tell us what you got.
So, yeah, John. Listen, yesterday there was a private conversation, and it's actually my wife had this conversation, and there are ministers, and I guess some people would think of the clergy response team when I discuss this. And for those that may not know what that is, that's where the pastors have been, many of them, the 501c corporations have been working with the U.S. government over the years. In the event of some type of a national emergency, what would they do? How would they respond to get the, you know, to get their flocks to go along with whatever the government was going to do? And of course, they really like to cite Romans chapter 13 in order to get the full compliance of their flocks. I think Chuck Baldwin, he's a good friend of mine. I've known Chuck for many years, but we've gotten a little bit closer here more recently. And he's brought out a lot of information on that if you want to look that up. But what we had found out, though, John, goes beyond that of the 501c3 clergy response team. We have found out that there are very, very high up pastors that are selling out their flocks. They know that something major is coming. They have been issued a particular card to where when everything gets really bad, they will be able to go past all the checkpoints and there to meet at a certain location where their families will be taken to safety. They have been using the platforms for propaganda to push the agenda of what these individuals want brought out, and like I said, they're given the passage as a result of changing their stance. And I know the NSA is behind this. They're just one of the agencies is behind this. And I think, John, without going into too much detail on this, all people have to do is look at some of your really mainstream media giants, and as far as in ministry, and if you have seen any change in the message they may have brought in the past compared to what they're bringing out now, then you're getting a closer sign as to what's going on. And it's really sad, though, John, because I have watched this unfold, and I knew a little bit about some of the details of this two or three years back, I should say. I've known about some of these individuals and these alleged secret meetings that were going on, but I had no idea to the extent what was happening, and also, of course, the cooperation with the government, and to bring out only the agenda. And I guess, too, John, the seriousness of this, though, is the fact that it tells us that something big is coming. They do anticipate a major, I'll use the word in this case here for the general purpose, but they're anticipating a major unrest here in the United States. And as a result, they're going to protect these people. But the emphasis cannot be overstated, though, that they've also used their platform for an agenda to bring out the message that they want brought out. And that's bothering me.
Well, it should bother you. And it flies in the face of a pastor's duty and responsibility to provide care and protection for the members of his congregation. They're taking advantage of some very bad aspects of human nature, which basically is greed at this point. Greed on the part of the pastors to place themselves in what they believe will be the care and protection of their family ahead of the care and protection of the members of their congregation. There'll be some pastors who will pretend to go along with this in order to get more information and then publicize it. Not many. I would say less than maybe 1% or 2% would be about what I would guess. But it will be exposed, and the alternative media won't it.
It will, John. And the thing is, I mean, one thing I shared with our viewers last night when I just did a quick video on it, but I spoke about where you know, Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 12, specifically, right after he says that he was the good shepherd and that he was willing to lay his life down, he spoke about the hireling. And he said he doesn't care. You know, he's not the shepherd. Or, you know, just kind of paraphrasing, but he says, you know, that he's that the hireling doesn't care about the sheep. When he sees the wolf coming, he talks about how that the hireling will leave the sheep and he flees, and the wolf catches basically the sheep and scatters the sheep. But I thought it was interesting, though, if you think about the verbiage, because not only does the hireling, which he's not the, you know, he's not the real shepherd of the sheep, he also knows the wolf is coming, knows this danger is coming, and then it makes that statement that he leaves the sheep and flees. And this is exactly what these ministers, and it's also, it's in the messianic ranks. And you know, John, I'm sure you know this as well, but when I worked with the CIA, I was not involved in these things here because it was done more by the FBI. But the FBI was always infiltrating religious organizations. And it wasn't until years later that I realized that not just infiltrating, but they were actually installing, and I think that's higher up than the FBI, but they were installing leaders of these organizations, working their ranks, ways up into the ranks, and of course, all across the nation, we have many of these leaders that are of these mega churches and things that are not genuine people to begin with.
That's very disappointing, Steve. That's very disappointing.
It is, and that's what's bothering me. You know, they've got, even now, John, they've got, and I won't call names by saying this, but people can just, they can see for themselves. I'm sure they're aware of it, but I have seen a major movement in cooperation with Jewish leaders that are trying to get the Spanish communities around the globe, including more specifically South America, Central America, and the United States, to repent for their families that ever left Judaism under the Spanish Inquisition, and having these Christians go back underneath Talmudic rabbis in Israel.
Really?
This is absolutely insane. And it's a major movement, John, major movement that's
really
going on.
Really? I'm a bit surprised. Now, a friend was telling me that there was a large movement of Jews converting to Christianity also. Is that taking place as well?
There is, and that is the good news we can say. I've got a good friend of mine who is an Israeli believer, and he has told me, he says, I can't say it publicly, Steve. He says, because they would do a lot of damage to us. In fact, he won't go on the record to say this either, but he was married, and of course his wife was a Gentile believer, and the Israeli government arrested his wife. When they put her in prison, they said, you are to divorce your husband. He is a Jew. You are not a Jew. And they threatened her with physical violence if she did not divorce him. And when she stood her ground, of course, they didn't, as far as I know, they did not do physical violence. They only, they basically deprived her of food and water, trying to get her to break off the marriage. They were threatening him. They finally sent her, she is from the Philippines, and they deported her to the Philippines, and he has been fighting ever since to get his wife. And he told me, he says, I've kept quiet thus far, Steve, he says, but if they don't do the right thing and allow my wife to come back, he said, then I will go public with what's going on. And they're just one of many families. The Hyde family, we've interviewed the Hyde family before on Israeli News Live, have also suffered the same thing. Ariel Hyde, who's very well-known believer in Israel, that his family is a Jewish family. This young man has won many Jews to Christ, an amazing young man. And he as well, because his wife was an American Gentile girl, they tried to harass him, and they tried to throw his wife out of the country. And this is the Haredi community that's behind it. But the nice thing is, though, John, is that we're seeing Haredi Jews, we're seeing Orthodox Jews come to know Yeshua as Messiah. And in fact, I had one, a friend of mine, he contacted me one day, and he's also an Orthodox Chabad Jew. And he says, "Stephen," he says, "I just want to know one thing. Can I baptize myself?" And I said, "Do what?" He said, he said, "Look, I don't have much chance." He said, "If they know what I'm doing, I'll be in big trouble. But I'm up here in the north end of the country right now." And he said, "You know how the Jordan comes into the north end of the Galilee? I could maybe stop by there." He said, "I just want to know, is it okay if I baptize myself? Because I want to make sure Jesus is covering me."
Jeez. Amazing.
So, but there's the good news, like you said, John. That's the beautiful news in it. So that we have both sides, you know. It shows you Satan's working on one side, but certainly God is working on the other side as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that is good news. It's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, won't it, sir?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will, John.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I believe Donald Trump's going to back off this universal background check thing. I don't have a whole lot of respect for the National Rifle Association anymore, but occasionally I do the right thing for the right reasons. And I was talking to my sheriff here locally last week, and I said, "Sheriff, here's what this means if this passes. If I want to loan you my .22 rifle to shoot 10 cans tomorrow, you need to go to a federally licensed gun dealer first to fill out federal paperwork and pass a background check in order for me to loan you my rifle to shoot 10 cans with. And then when you want to give it back to me after you shot 10 cans, I need to go to a federal licensed dealer and fill out the same paperwork and go through another background check to get my own rifle back." That's what this new law would mean. And people don't understand this, do they?
They don't, John, and I am very concerned with what I'm seeing right now with President Trump on these issues here. And, you know, if he doesn't stop this, at this point right now, out of the five demands that the Democrats have been pushing for these new gun laws, he, in this latest proposal, if I'm not mistaken, he's in favor of four of them. That's not good for Americans, and that is just trampling all over the Second Amendment. And I think the thing is, John, the people just need to remind the president, whether they're calling their senators, congressmen, senators, I think, are more important at this point here, because that's your final loophole they got to get past. They need to send a message that this is the reason why they voted the way they did. And to allow this to strip out, it would turn the tables completely. And but you know, John, too, another thing, if you think about it, with what's coming in 14 months, this could be the reason why they're trying to pass new legislation. I know they want to stop, or they want to get this nation disarmed. And of course, Israeli intelligence, as I mentioned to you before, had shared with me that what they want is they want the Americans to get into this fight with each other, and then to exhaust their ammunition supply, and then of course they can declare martial law. And a lot can change from
there. And everything changes after that. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I neglected to give our prepper tip of the day at the beginning of the show, so here it is. I want to encourage all of you to stock up on basics. That would be dish detergent, laundry detergent, toilet paper, bath soap, toothpaste, toothbrushes. You can't have too much. And great barter items, especially toilet paper. People can make soap. I have neighbors that make soap in my neighborhood, but it would be pretty difficult to fabricate toilet paper from scratch, to say the least. So that's your prepper tip of the day. My website is thelibertyman.com, and we are going on a cruise. In fact, just before the cruise, we're going to have an event there near Orlando, there where Steve Ben Noon is. It will be Friday, the 8th day of February. The venue is yet to be determined, but Steve and I are working on putting this together. That'll be a fun event. And, of course, the following day, I leave on my Caribbean cruise. You're all welcome to join us. It will be include Valentine's Day, of all things. So it'll be a romantic cruise. It'll be fun. It'll be educational. And I'll be there, of course. Leon Green will be there. We're hoping that Sam Andrews and his wife will be there. That's not confirmed yet. Get the details at my website at thelibertyman.com, or you can call my cruise director, Betsy Murphy. She'll be glad to mail you a full-color brochure. Betsy's telephone number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Visiting with Mr. Steve Ben Noon, his website is israelinewslive.org. And if you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Steve, the powers that be, they know how to appeal to people's basic human frailties with these pastors, don't they, sir?
They do, John. They really do. And the thing is the people are very trusting in pastors and rightfully so in many cases. But the thing is I guess it goes back to, as the scripture says, seek out your own salvation with trembling and fear. I know there's many people that follow and listen to us. They trust the things that we say. But we have always encouraged people to recognize the fact that, you know, God has given them the ability to seek Him personally, individually, to get their own revelation. We've shared stories like that with people because, you know, one thing that's always bothered me over the years is, and I had seen this, witnessed it firsthand. I have a face in front of my mind right now. And again, I don't want to call a name to embarrass anyone, but I think of a man that years ago I knew that he held his congregation spellbound in so much that when I came in one day, I was going to speak with this individual just on a private level there about another issue, and I didn't go to his church, but, as I came into the back door, he was having a meeting with his people that are in his administrative staff, and he says to them, he says, "You do not have to be afraid to approach me just because I am the apostle." And I'm like, I like to fell out. If I'd have been sitting in a chair, I'd have probably fell on the floor. I'm like, and as he continued on, he literally, as Paul warned, he exercised himself as a lord over his own flock. And that is so dangerous.
Very dangerous. And it's scary that there's men like that. There always have been. There always will be.
Exactly.
And it's a shame that people fall into this trap of believing such silliness, but they do, don't they?
That's right, John. And one quick mention about the conference we'll do on the 8th of February, John. We had actually contacted the facility we normally use here, and we're a few days early on being able to book. They have a certain time frame, and they said I have to get inside that time window there to be able to book it. But it should be at the Hilton. It's actually called the Embassy Suites by Hilton in Altamont Springs, Florida. And once we do get this all booked there, we will actually post that on Israeli News Live. We'll do it'll be stay at the top of the page of the website there about the conference there. We can do it. We'll depending on what the response of the people are, will be depending on how large we can make this. But we can go anywhere from 150 to about 300, depending on what we see initially from the people that are wanting to come. And that's going to be an interesting conference, John. Very.
It will be. And I'm looking forward to it. It should be. That'd be a good time to be in Florida in February. My second Florida vacation in summertime with my wife, I told her, I said, "Honey, unless somebody pays me an awful lot of money, I will never come back to the state in the summertime ever again."
Yes, it's the miserable state. They call it, John, the the Sunshine State, but I really would like to lobby the state and call it the miserable state. Change the title.
Okay. We'll get back to that after the break. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My website is thelibertyman.com. Now, smartphone compatible. That was a challenge. It really was. Lots of interesting things. There are some things that you've seen for years, some new things. I particularly like the speech given by the top general in the People's Liberation Army, the Chinese Army. He did not intend for this to be translated into English and for us Americans to be reading it. But it certainly tells the tale of what he intends to do and the Chinese government intends to do concerning the United States. They want our real estate. They want to take over our country and have it be their country. Lots of things to think about. Also, my website, if you want to sleep as good as a small child every night, like I do every night, well, right there at my website, you'll find the Energy Cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, you want to get past the arthritis pain, get your life back, you'll find the Energy Cleaner will help with that also. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. It's only $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they do vary in price depending on what you need, full size, twin size, queen size, full king size, California king. Everything's right there where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there also. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Mr. Steve Ben Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, we got a caller in, on hold here. We got Chris in Missouri. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John. My question is for your guest. What was the answer that he gave to the man who was asking about the baptism?
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
In his particular case, you know, I told him, I said, if you can, you know, of course it'd be great if you can find someone that can baptize you, would be the best way. But, you know, in a situation like he was in, you know, which he didn't actually do it, I can tell you that much there. But I told him, I said, you know, if you're that desperate, I would baptize myself if that's what it took. I said, but, you know, really, baptism is a public declaration. And I said, so, you know, you know, he's wanting to do this in secret, but yet at the same time, I said, there are believers that live there in Israel that can actually baptize you. And, you know, so I'm trying to get him over the hurdle of being so fearful and get with believers there that could baptize him. But at the same time, too, this guy here, he's not fully committed yet, and that's another issue. So we get into a lot of things that we talked about privately on that that would still need to be addressed in his case there, because it reminds me of another guy that wanted to be baptized years ago, and he was similar to him, kind of hanging on the fence there.
Well, that brings up something I talk about occasionally, and that's Christians in Iraq under Saddam Hussein were treated much better and could practice Christianity openly. In fact, the second in command of the entire country was a Christian. I find it so ironic that our friends, the Israelis, treat Christians so harshly and brutally compared to Saddam Hussein, which ran a country where, quite frankly, Iraq under Saddam Hussein was the best place to be a Christian in the entire Middle East, wasn't it, sir?
Yes, yes.
No doubt. I mean, it's not even something that's debatable. Such a shame. And I don't know what the mindset is of the Israeli government, that they're so dead set against Christians being Christians and openly practicing their beliefs. I can't comprehend why that is the way it is.
Well, you know, John, there's different issues there in Israel that the people face there. There's one side that, like, for example, the prime minister, he is more open to certain types of mainstream Christianity, and they don't have a problem with mainstream Christianity, such as people like John Hagee, people that are, you know, unconditionally supporting the state of Israel and anything and everything the state of Israel does. But where they really have their issues at are with Israelis that are becoming believers. And the reason being is because the Orthodox community, who actually really controls a lot of the political power in Israel, they're the ones that is taboo, is for a Jew to convert. They don't have so much problem with Gentiles being what they want to be, at least at this particular point in time. But then again, we have the other issue too, and that's the seven Noahide laws that they are really pushing. And in fact, in Israel, if you are a Gentile and you go to work for an Israeli company, specifically, it's more applied to the Palestinians. They have to sign the Noahide law agreement that they will abide by the Noahide laws, which are Talmudic laws from the Mishnah, in order to work at that company. And if they violate any of those seven laws, they will be terminated immediately without compensation. I would say this, John, for people that really want to understand those things, the best thing to do is go to Israeli News Live, not our website and not our YouTube channel, but our BitChute channel. That's where we talk a little bit more openly about that. We don't have as much censorship there, but on YouTube, they're threatening to shut us down. They forcibly remove those videos, but we show you what the rabbis themselves are actually saying, not just hearsay, so people can see for themselves. It is a very big issue, and it's also affecting us here in the United States. They're trying to push that as a mandate for the future. And that's what I'm concerned about, John, when we talk about this civil war coming in this nation, that if that happens and they declare martial law, the Orthodox community has so much sway and power with every president. Doesn't matter whether it be Republican or Democrat. They have had this power that they're wanting to bring about through a martial law, the mandate of the Noahide laws here in the United States.
Could you give us a brief summary of the seven Noahide laws, please?
Yeah, John, the seven Noahide laws, they appear to look just like, are similar to that of the Ten Commandments. And they're not biblical, though. They're not in the scripture, even though they look like that. They were written by Rambam, who is a sage from years ago, back about the mid, right around the ninth, 10th century, when he wrote these here in the Mishnah, which we have all those books because of being Jewish background. But I'll tell you what they are. The first one is, do not profane God's oneness in any way. Do not curse your creator. Do not murder. Like I said, they appear to look similar to the Ten Commandments, but I'll elaborate in just a second. But do not eat a limb of a living animal. Do not steal. Harness and channel the human libido. And establish courts of law and ensure justice in our world. Now, the thing is, though, John, here's where the danger comes in. Each one of these laws all seven together have sub-laws. There's over 650 sub-laws. And these are the laws that pertain only to Gentiles, according to the Talmud. These are Gentile laws that Gentiles must keep. These do not apply to to the Jews, only the Gentiles. The danger comes in is when, for example, their first commandment, if you are a Christian and you believe in the divinity of Jesus, you have violated. That actually comes under the idolatry law, which is, you know, they word it in different ways, but do not profane God's oneness in any way. But that's the one that they put it under. You would be beheaded for that belief. That's
really?
How serious. Yes, that is.
Well, that's basically parallel and identical to Islam, isn't it?
Exactly. In fact, the Orthodox community, and you got to keep in mind, John, when I say the Orthodox community, not all Orthodox Jews believe this. Not many of them don't even realize how serious this is, but or what's actually being planned on this. But any Orthodox rabbi, they would tell you that the Muslim community are good Noahides. And in fact, in Freemasonry, the 21st degree of the Freemasons is considered a Noahide Mason, and their emblem is dressed in full black, including a black hood over their head, the sword in their hand raised above the head, and it is actually stated that the 21st degree Mason, that he is the judge of the Noahide laws. And this is why we have the issue of guillotines, and we just had recently a federal judge here in the United States that stated for the record that we need to bring back two things in America for capital punishment. One is the guillotine, and the other was firing squad.
Really?
Exactly. And so there are other countries that are enacting these things. This, of course, you know, John, this has been going on for decades. This is not something new. We just didn't know it. A lot of people didn't know. I mean, some people tried to bring it out years ago,
right?
And they didn't get very far. When we began to present it on Israeli News Live, because we have such a large platform there, we really raised the alarm, and it got a lot of the people that are that have been sitting on the bench that really stood up and started defending these Noahide laws as if, oh, no big deal. Oh, it's a great thing. But the people don't know the seriousness of it. And this is why my wife, she's one of the best ones when it comes to this. And we speak on these things together, but she's, you know, she's got her master's, and of course she still studies and researches unbelievably well. And but we don't, we really bring out what is being stated by the Orthodox community, how that they consider Christians to be basically heretics, and that these are going to be laws that they, that are going to be incumbent upon all mankind. They also call it natural law.
Really?
That's another terminology they will use for it. They will call it natural law. And but you know, John, if you look at it, like I said, though, at face value, they, I mean, look, who, everybody agrees, yeah, don't murder. You know, don't curse your creator. Sure, we agree with that. Sure, we believe that you shouldn't be into idolatry. That's another way they named the first one, do not commit idolatry, which they said do not profane God's oneness in any way. It's worded both ways. And nobody would want to eat the limb of a living animal. I mean, you don't want to sit there while the poor animal, that, you know, I mean, and think about it. Who's going to go out there and start eating, gnawing on the cow's leg while he's alive? Well, I mean, that's kind of absurd.
It's pretty, you know, bizarre, yes.
You know, so, and of course, when they do the one about harnessing the channel of the human libido, in other words, they're talking about the homosexual acts, the adultery, rape, things like that, which is ironic in itself, because the very same people that are telling you this, and when they bring up the homosexual issue there, which I'm not for homosexuality either, but they use the homosexual agenda in America to slip under the anti-Semitic laws, which also include the seven Noahide laws, to bring those things about here in the United States. So they use their agenda to get things passed, and no one's paying attention to it. And yet, yes, eventually they're going to round them up as well, you know, because that'll be considered breaking one of the seven Noahide laws. And yet we have the in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Netanyahu is the very man that they reached out to the gay community and said, hold your parades here in Jerusalem. That's supposed to be the most holiest city on the planet, and yet you're going to have the gay parades there. You know, the first one they ever had there, John, the weird thing was, we have a street called Hanavim Street. That means the street of the prophets.
Right.
And when they had the first gay parade there that was sanctioned by Netanyahu, the cover of the sewage on the street blew, the lid blew off, and raw sewage went spewing down the streets. Never happened in Israel before. They published in the paper, do you think God is trying to send a message?
Amazing. We got a caller and holder. We got Ron in Missouri. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, John. The Noahide laws was passed by Congress, I think it was 2005. I got the paperwork, I'd have to dig it up, but our Congress approved the Noahide laws.
John is
exactly
right.
I'm sure you guys with computers can find it, but it did pass in this country already.
Yes, it's under the Education Act, and that's where they try to minimize its impact. Is saying that it's I think it's 114-12, if I'm not mistaken, or 112-14, one way or the other. It's there, and they say, oh, it's just symbolic. And every
unless it's a part of the United States Code, it is just symbolic.
Well, exactly. But the thing is, eventually, they're going to make it a global. The Philippines has it. Russia has it. There's so many nations, Europe, they're right now pushing to get this fully passed.
Well, what happened has the same status as National Cheese Day. It has no impact on the laws of this country. It's just a ceremonial event showing support for something in a ceremonial fashion. It is not part of the United States Code. And you can't be arrested or prosecuted for violating Noahide laws because it's not part of the U.S. Code.
Right. Yet. As of yet. Now, the thing is, though, John, what they're wanting to do, though, and this is what's really being pushed right now, they're trying to take the situation here in America, and they're saying, and this is coming from Jewish leaders and Israeli authorities, that the reason why we have all these mass killings in America is because we do not enforce the Noahide laws.
That's, come on.
Quote, unquote. That's exactly what they're saying. We know it's a crock, John, yes. But the thing is, they're still pushing that agenda.
Amazing. Ron, are you still there?
Hey.
Okay. We'll get back up to the break. Okay, thank you. Got a few minutes left after the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back. This is gentleman Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of August. We got our last caller on hold here. We got Murr in Wisconsin. Good morning, Murr.
Oh, good morning. I was just looking that up, and I knew it for a fact anyway. George H.W. Bush signed it into law March 26, 1991, Schneerson's birthday. And Congress, when they voted on
it, signed what into law?
Noahide laws.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
He signed a proclamation. It was a ceremonial event. The Noahide laws are not part of the United States Code. This is what I do for a living, my dear. This has no impact on laws enforced by the FBI. The United States, the FBI enforces the United States Code. The Noahide laws are not part of the United States Code. This is a ceremonial event, the equivalent of National Cheese Day. That's all it is.
Well, decapitation may become a ceremonial event for a lot of us.
I don't think so.
I hope not. I pray not. And Haggy is a blasphemer. Christianity is not dependent on Judaism. Judaism came into event after they killed Christ. I love Jesus Christ. I think we need to maybe adopt a new meme called Crino, Christian in name only. I don't call myself a Christian for those very reasons.
Okay.
I mean, you have Samuel Untermyer that blackmailed Wilson to get Brandeis on the court, facilitate the Federal Reserve, the IRS, and into World War I. He also helps facilitate World War II. Okay, and he was the one behind the Schofield Bible, which is preaching all this Zionism, this Judeo-Christian. Look at 1 Thessalonians 2:14 and 15. Okay, they killed the prophets and Jesus Christ, and they are contrary, the enemies
okay,
to all men.
We're down to the last 60 seconds.
Okay, they're liars. They will do what they want, code or not. Thank you.
Well,
bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. People don't understand how our legal system works, and they get confused here, Steve.
Right.
About the ceremonial event and what the law is.
Right, and that's true, John. And the thing is, though, is what they want, though, is to bring it full scale. I did send you the link, though, where Breaking Israel News was, and it's actually was quoted by the Sanhedrin of Israel, which they do not have the full power as of yet, the Sanhedrin, but they're pushing. They actually are having a meeting coming up very soon, trying to bring 70 nations together to replace the United Nations, which that could be a long way in happening, but who knows? But anyway, the Sanhedrin attributes the mass shooting epidemic to the lack of the adherence to the Noahide laws. And so it's interesting how that they're gaining their momentum. But the only way they could ever bring it about, John, you have to have a new system. And of course, there is a very well-known book written by a Jewish author called, I think it's called The Utopia. And that's what they want to do in a new world order, is to bring about Sanhedrin rule over the entire world and to put Gentiles under this Noahide law system. So just depends on how things go, John. I mean,
it does. It does.
You know, it take a lot to happen, but yet the way things are going right now in this world, and by the way, quickly before I forget, Israel is preparing to attack Iran. That is Trump's intelligence.
Attack who?
Iran.
Iran. Okay, well, that's no surprise. Steve, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week.
John.
We're going to top the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.